This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 17 minutes past the top of the hour. Our next guest is from the Juno World Affairs Council to preview tonight's presentation and tomorrow's World Quest dinner and trivia fundraiser, Carl Broderson. He's the JWAC president, board president, and World Quest question writer.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's nice to have you here. All right, lots going on. I bet you're busy.
Yes. Some brilliant person thought it'd be a good idea to schedule a presentation the day before one of our two biggest events of the year. It was me.
Must have been a rookie.
Rookie mistakes, yeah.
All right, so should we start tonight? What's going on?
Absolutely. Tonight we have Navigating the Arctic Seven Seas with Dr. Meg Sfraga, who is the director of the Polar Institute at the Wilson Center, a former vice chancellor of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I've heard him speak. He's really good, and I highly recommend that everyone come out and listen to him tonight.
Any ideas a little bit to think about what he might be talking about?
He's going to discuss, it says here, key drivers, issues, and the dynamics at play in the Arctic, how Alaska should fit into the larger geopolitical equation, along with opportunities this presents, and what impacts the larger Arctic dynamics could have for our state. Totally off the top of my head. No prompts from me there at all.
And that's what time and where?
That is tonight. That's at 5 o'clock downstairs at the KTOO studio.
Would you say that this is a good exemplification of what JWAC does?
Absolutely. The fundraiser we're having tomorrow is so that we can hold events like this, bring a speaker to Juno, somebody that we wouldn't necessarily have a chance to hear from in person. And then the other event that we do that's very large that's coming up in March is the forum, which is essentially taking a speaker up, multiplying it by six or seven, taking it out to UAS to a much larger venue and having a similar larger experience there.
Remind us when that is again?
It's March 19th and 20th.
Okay. And I think you just sort of explained it, the Juno World Affairs Council. How long have you been on the board now?
Long enough that I can't tell you the answer, which usually means 6 to 7 years, but it might actually be getting close to 10 at this point.
And why is bringing outside knowledge into our community important to you?
It's so easy to only listen to our own YouTube channels or to talk to the people around us, and you have an opportunity to talk to an actual human being, that seems less anonymous. They're another person. So even if they disagree with you or have different ideas, you're more likely to be open to an actual human being talking to you than just an anonymous voice coming over YouTube.
Not to put you on the spot, but have any of these speakers ever just completely blown your mind and changed your way of thinking?
That's an excellent question. It's usually not mind-blowing. It's just thinking something that I didn't know before or creating a new connection going ahead. So I suppose no, but that's terrible advertising. So I'm going to say I have thoroughly enjoyed these events. And there are occasionally groundbreaking moments in them. How about that?
Well, you mentioned, you know, watching YouTube versus bringing someone in like you are tonight and watching it with other people in a room. Does that have a different effect as well?
I think it does. I mean, you think about road rage exists because they're just other cars around us, right? They're not actual people. They're not human beings. And for the most part, you're less likely to start something with an actual person in front of you. Of course, that's not universally true. But I think there's a real human effect to it, and that we're losing a little bit of that by not having a more direct conversation with people.
All right. So again, that's tonight.
That's tonight.
At what time?
5 o'clock, KTOO, downstairs. Always free and open to the public. Please come down and join us if you'd like.
All right. And what's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow is World Quest, which I bill is the biggest, bestest trivia night in town, but I'm totally biased because I'm the person who writes all the questions. And that's our 16th annual, and I only know that because I actually counted how many names are on the trophy. It's an absolute blast, and I highly recommend it for anybody who likes trivia or learning a bit about the world or eating dinner with friends.
All right.
Any
so
of those.
6 p.m. Friday night at Centennial Hall.
Yes.
Got it. And this raises money to put on events like tonight.
Exactly.
And the forum.
And the forum, yep.
Got it. As the question asker, can you give us a preview? I'm sure some of our attendees are listening right now. Do you want to give us any hints? Is there a theme?
There used to be themes for each category. It's about 50 questions, and so you've got five groups of 10. And in the past, we would try to make each category have a theme. And I found it so limiting that by the end, when you were trying to come up with your 10th question about Micronesia's economy, that it really wasn't fun anymore.
Okay.
And so anymore, there are lightning rounds where, you know, you could have, what country is this? What country is this? What country is this? What country is this? I mean, just plain rote memorization trivia. Those are all themed, but there are only a couple of those at the beginning. And then after that, it's more like a story riddle type question. And it's really hard to give a good idea or a representative idea of what the questions are like, but they're just interesting, fun, thought out. Some of them are really easy. Some of them will go on for an entire paragraph and then turn out to be something totally simple. They're They're weird.
And how explain to our listeners how it works as far as Absolutely. Teams go and all that.
So you show up and there are tables set for 8, but you can have more than that if you want. You bring a team with you or you find one when you're there, and then you go hit the buffet and you grab and comes this part of the night. You get a whole bunch of food. You sit down and then we have a PowerPoint presentation that has all the questions on it. They're all multiple choice. And so the hardest part for me is coming up with plausible and or funny or both wrong multiple choice answers, and then you just run through them and you think, okay, that sounds like B. And so you put it down on your answer sheet, and after the first 10, you send that in and you go grab more food and check out the auction.
And speaking of the buffet, you're not cooking too, are you, this year?
No. The hangar is much better at cooking than I am, and so they're going to be doing the catering for us again this year.
Got it. On a scale of 1 being very easy and 10 being very hard, how would you rate these questions?
It varies so much. So on the whole, I don't know, 7 or 8. It's all relative, though.
But kind of hard.
But you don't want to go to a trivia night and not get any of the questions right, right? So part of the job is trying to, you know, have questions that, you know, everybody knows, most people know, some people know, and then the difference is going to be in those really obscure extra questions that maybe one person at half of the teams knows. If you look at the scores for this, they're often less than 2 points apart. It's really, really close.
Okay.
So you've got to have some hard ones to differentiate.
And are people talking from team to team? Is it competitive?
Some people take it very seriously, which is both delightful and questionable. But I appreciate it anytime somebody really puts their heart into something like this. So yeah, it's a fun time. And if you start doing well from the start, you think maybe, yeah, I'd really like to win this.
This is Carl Broderson. He's the JWAC board president and World Quest question writer. World Quest is tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall. At this point, what's the best way to get tickets?
You can go to our website, jwac.org, and click on the link there, and that takes you to Vendini, which is run by the Jack, or this being Juno, you can, of course, always show up at the door.
Okay. And remind us the details of tonight as well.
Tonight is Dr. Mike Sfraga, Navigating the Arctic Seven Seas at KTOO at 5 o'clock. And tomorrow is World Quest. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at the door and online.
All right, Carl Broderson, anything else you'd like to add?
This is a wonderful event, and I highly recommend everyone come out and enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.